Let's remember the drive for the Republican presidential nomination is not really a drive for votes, although it involves votes, of course. It's a drive for delegates. You need 1,237 delegates to win the nomination. To reach that number, the three remaining candidates have to master complicated delegate selection rules that vary from state to state. Consider the rules in Pennsylvania, which is where we find veteran reporter Dave Davies of our member station WHYY.
In Pennsylvania, a candidate could crush his opponents by 30 points in the April 26th primary and come away with precious few delegates.
This is a very complicated process. It is beyond confusing.
Terry Madonna is a political scientist at Franklin and Marshall College.
So there is no way to know for sure what's likely to happen.
Winning the primary gets you just 17 of the state's 71 delegates on a winner-take-all basis. The rest are technically uncommitted, elected directly by voters, three from each congressional district.
So when voters go into the voting booth, they're going to see the word uncommitted under every candidate for delegate.
Loman Henry chairs the Ted Cruz campaign in Pennsylvania.
So the ballot will not give you any direction as to which presidential candidate those delegate candidates are supporting.
So the presidential campaigns have to recruit supporters to run as candidates for delegate.
I'm Jamie Klein. I'm 68 years old, and I'm an insurance executive.
The Trump campaign got Klein to run for delegate in central Pennsylvania. He's an enthusiastic follower of Trump. In fact, here's what he has to say to those who claim Trump is a threat to the Republican Party.
If we're killing the Republican Party, it's because they need killing.
Klein is devoted to Trump, but unknown to voters in Pennsylvania's sprawling 5th congressional district, which includes parts of 16 counties. A presidential campaign's task is to somehow tell voters which candidates for delegate are theirs. If a campaign gets lucky, it gets some mayors or state legislators on its slate. If not,
they'll run grassroots campaigns. They may do mailers. They'll probably consider digital advertising, hopefully radio advertising, maybe even some television.
That's Chris Bravacos, who chaired the Marco Rubio campaign in Pennsylvania. The Trump, Cruz, and Rubio campaigns all placed candidates for delegate on the ballot. John Kasich's campaign appeared to be less active. That's unfortunate for him. A new poll shows Kasich surging in the state. But many delegates will be truly undecided and bring some leverage to the Republican convention in Cleveland. Presidential candidates will likely try and woo them. Calvin Tucker is one. He was a delegate 4 years ago, and he's gotten attention from presidential hopefuls.
In June of last year, I had an opportunity to meet with Carly Farino and Rick Santorum, and I had worked with Rick before when he was—
Tucker's met with 6 candidates and says he most wants to nominate an electable one. Given Pennsylvania's idiosyncratic rules, it's unclear how many of its delegates in Cleveland will be allied with presidential candidates or truly uncommitted. For NPR News, I'm Dave Davies in Philadelphia.